what is a horror character from a movie you think deserves a TV show like Chucky?
Leprechaun.
I literally was going to say Leprechaun.
Dude, what if it was like Leprechaun meets Poker Face, essentially, of like Leprechaun is like cruising around the United States.
Doing murders.
And lands in these little situations that he then is like, I'm gonna kill you all.
Welcome to TV I Say with Ashley Ray, your go-to podcast for discovering what to watch on TV and getting behind-the-scenes insights from the people who make the shows you love. You just heard a little tease of my chat with Mano Agapian and Betsy Sodaro, two people who I think are absolutely hilarious from so many shows you know and love. I don't even know where to begin. Because, look, we talk about all of them. We talk about Duncanville in this episode and Chucky. It's spooky season, so you know we had to come with the spooky TV suggestions, and we got a lot of them. So let's get into it. Enjoy my interview with Mano Agapian and Betsy Sodaro. Mano Agapian, Betsy Sodaro, welcome to TV Club. I am so excited to have the both of you here. I think you're both so funny, talented, amazing voices in animation. Oh my goodness. You're two of my favorites. Do you want to tell my listeners?
This is too nice.
Stop it.
I thought we were going to get roasted on this. Oh, come on.
Yeah, this was
TV I Say is all about the roast. So I know your podcast is already out, season two of Too Spooky to Handle. Tell us about it.
Woo!
Boo!
Spooky.
We're very excited. Last year we got to do it. It was so fun and dumb. And this year, actually, Betsy had the really good idea of like, what? Because we've done improvised spooky movies for years and years and years. We did it with this our former spooky podcast, and now we were like, let's bring that back and use production magic to basically give Earwolf all the hard work of producing and adding the sound effects and music, et cetera. So we're really excited.
All month we've improvised four very, very different spooky movies.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we got the names from people. We were like, give us your spooky movie names of movies that don't exist. And so we used those to inspire ourselves. And we got a bunch of, you know, amazing comedians like Gabriel, Nicole Byer, etc.
Lapkus, the crew.
Oscar Montoya,
Payam
Benefez, Mary Holland,
Katie Dippel.
This is all of the LA improv fame people you want to have. The best of the best.
Star-studded.
It's fucking star-studded, Ashley. I'm not going to lie
to
you.
It's the G's.
So yeah, we're really excited. It's the first episode's out, and it's called Taco Hell. So I mean, get into it.
Yeah,
I love tacos. Hate hell. This sounds very spooky already.
It's very spooky.
No hell on my tacos, please.
So what's the hottest sauce you get for your tacos? Yeah.
Ooh, no, I'm a baby.
No hell.
Yeah, no hell. I don't really like spicy. Like I asked my partner to get me chicken strips, and he came back with like the Nashville hot chicken strips, and I was like, why are you doing this to me? Why are you trying to hurt me?
Why would you dare do this?
And he was like, who wants regular chicken strips? Are you a child? And I'm like, yes, I wanted regular plain chicken
strips. I'm the
same. Thank you.
I just think mild is better, and I rarely, when something is so spicy, I rarely get more flavor from it.
Yeah.
I get less flavor.
Less flavor.
When it's there just to mess your mouth up, that's no fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that.
No.
It's not good.
Yeah. I want to enjoy my chicken.
And a spicy butthole, that's the real taco hell.
Right?
That sucks.
It's awful.
That's insane.
If I get something and they make it too spicy, I'm like, you ruined my food. I can't eat this. I won't.
Because I don't know if your bodies do this. As soon as I take that first bite, my fucking guts are like, get ready.
Get ready.
I'm going to shoot this out soon and ruin your night.
And then I'm going to have, and then I'm going to have heartburn all night. I'm going to have to get tongs.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
And then I have to tell my husband, my butthole is spicy. You can't go in there. It's not good. That's sad, y'all. I just want y'all to know that's sad. When you want to do sex and your butthole is a spicy cave, it's bad.
I know, but good. I'm glad though you're talking about it.
Yeah, we gotta, you know, we gotta get more light on this topic. Know. We gotta.
I'm
get
destigmatizing
spicy buttholes.
Yeah, spicy buttholes.
So you two are working on this spooky, spooky podcast. Are you fans of, you know? Obviously, everybody talks about horror movies. Horror movies, horror movies. Okay, but are you fans of spookier television?
Yeah,
we are.
I think so. Yeah,
we love it. And I know I already got. I follow you on. I'm just gonna call it Twitter. I'm not gonna saying
we,
the other
we
thing.
We say Twitter here.
Whoa!
I know you love American Horror Story, and we our opinions align.
Okay, because that's what I wanted to talk about. Because there is a new season of American Horror Story that is premiered. American Horror Story.
I haven't
Delicate,
seen it yet.
Featuring
it's so
Kim
dumb.
Kardashian. It is.
She's awful. I'm so sorry, but she's awful.
I watched.
No shit.
Yeah. Like, there's only, I think at this point, one episode out that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And it was so boring and unscary that, like, 14 minutes in, I just wanted to give up. I just did not care. It's like Emma Roberts. And Kim was the best part of it. And she was not good. And that I think that tells you how bad it is.
Yeah.
She was not good.
Yeah.
It's really kind of gotten to that the last couple of seasons where it's like, I'm gonna watch. And then I get like four episodes in and I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Dude.
And it's like, why do I do this?
What's going on?
Did you watch last season, 1984, I think it was? Or it was the American Horror Story New York.
The camp one?
No, that was
the New York one.
The New York one.
The New York one. Yeah. Jeff Hiller's in it and plays like a serial
killer. And it's
love Jeff Hiller.
Yeah.
Genius.
And it's basically the season that's like maybe the biggest horror is homophobia.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I feel like I started the first episode and I was like, I don't think I can do this. It bums me out because some seasons are very fun.
Yes.
Very good.
Very good. Wait. I never did the camp season 1984. That one I tried, got bored.
Me and Betsy watched some of that.
We watched a chunk, but once again, it just got, I think, kind of too boring.
Yeah,
I don't
it was
know
so
what
hit
happened.
Or miss. Like, they couldn't decide if they were making a parody of Jason, you know, slashers, or if they were doing something new. I think it just got lost in the sauce. And then there was like a time continuum. And anytime there's a time continuum, it's just an excuse for the writers to not give a fuck.
You know? Where it's like, let's keep it simple. Let's do a fun, spooky camp slasher season.
Yeah.
Great. Yes. But it is like, no, we have to jump all around and
all
reopen
around
the camp. I think that might be for a lot of it. Just like, let's just make it simple, man.
Those are the best seasons. Yeah. Make it simple.
Yes.
You know, give me a coven. Easy.
Give me a coven.
Coven.
That's my favorite season. I think I might rewatch that this year.
Coven, like both seasons of Coven, when they did like the Coven and then they did the like Coven End of the World or whatever. Both of those were so good.
We watched that one.
Armageddon? It was like kind of
Armageddon
or whatever it was called.
We
watched that one. I feel I watched it
all. I thought
that
one was only okay for me.
It didn't make a lot of sense, but it was just like, you know, we're getting the gang back together. Everyone is here. For some reason, Evan Peters all of a sudden played like a tech millionaire, even though previously he was like a zombie who killed his weird incest mom. And then they were let's just give him a new character.
Evan Peters.
I remember the first episode of the Armageddon one feeling too real.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just being like, oh, this is really hard to watch.
Right, like running to an airport and like telling poor people to fuck off. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one I was like.
I guess it was a little spooky, but more kind of sci-fi. Station 11.
Yes.
Did you watch that?
Oh, I watched Station 11.
It was
too real. I was like, this is exactly how it'll happen.
So real. Because it also was like, we were in pandemic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, wait, this is almost.
It's like exactly
what we went through. And it was, we watched the first episode and it took us a while to be like, should we jump back in? And I'm glad we did because I enjoyed it. But like, that first episode really messed me up.
Me too. And like, when they're just, when the second the virus hits, And the like sister calls from the hospital and is like, you need to go somewhere safe. And she like immediately dies. Planes start crashing from the sky. I was just like, oh, I'm terrified. This is what's going to happen.
Ooh. Yeah.
That was a horror watch. And then you keep going with the show and you're like, oh, actually, this is just about how like people will love theater, even in an apocalypse. Theater kids are going to be theater kids.
Start a theater troupe and that's it.
I missed it, but I want to watch it. I feel like now that I'm out of pandemic, I can get in the headspace to watch it.
Yeah. And it is good. And it is truly just like in the future, after whatever apocalyptic event we all survive, people will just be performing mm-hmm. episodes of The Golden Girls. Like it's theater. And I love that.
I'm in.
I am in for that. The one where they get arrested for being sex workers.
I'm in.
Can we talk about the pilot of Chernobyl?
Yes.
That killed.
Chernobyl was, that was like appointment television viewing. Every week I was just like having a heart attack, even though I'm like, this was a real event and I've read history and I know what happens. Yeah. I still was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this.
The way it like opens on the control room of them like trying to be like, I'll never forget it. And I also like didn't have a good time watching it, but
no,
also
one.
I was like, this is a masterpiece.
Yeah. But totally terrifying.
Wait, he's in that meeting and just starts like puking up blood.
Oh!
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Ooh, that one, I couldn't finish it because it fucked me up so bad. Yeah. I watched like 5 episodes or something.
And it just gets like scarier when they like show what happened to all the animals in the area. And there's like some like person milking a cow. And then suddenly they're like, why is my cow's milk like bloody? And it's like, because of the radiation, babe.
It's too real.
And that creepy
it's
scene where like
real.
The children are just like dancing under the uranium snow.
Yes.
And everybody's like watching and they're like, this is so fun. And it's just like, run.
Yeah.
That like made my stomach churn, Mano. Thanks
I'm
a
sorry.
Lot. Dude.
I mean, I was just like, what are you doing? Like, why would you think this is so beautiful, family? Let's stand on this bridge and watch all the uranium like fall on us. I'm like, you know what it is. You know it's a nuclear power plant. I do want to know what you think the scariest season of American Horror Story is. There was some Twitter debate around this recently. I came out fiercely for Roanoke. I think Roanoke.
I loved Roanoke.
Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't mind the, like, I thought it was so cleverly done, the whole, like, and let's do a show about the hauntings.
Yes.
Because I love those haunted shows. I love anything where it's like, here's my haunted ghost story. Like, I love those shows. I thought that was a blast.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
And it is the
that's
one
how you do
like,
a time continuum.
Yes, that's how you do it if you want to play with us and go, who's going to survive? They nailed it. It was actually terrifying with, like, the weird incest family that lived on a farm or whatever. They were so scary. It was the first time I was watching American Horror Story and was like, oh, this is actual terror.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because Coven is more
goof.
Kind of delightful.
It's like
fun.
Campy. It's fun. Yeah, it's not really scary.
I thought Asylum was pretty scary for me. I mean, like, I really enjoyed Asylum. It's definitely a very good one.
Yeah.
And I, except for the aliens.
I was going to say, it was scary and cool until they were like, ooh, we only have one episode left. How are we going to clear this up?
Aliens.
Let's just aliens. Aliens.
And they just didn't even answer the aliens one bit.
Not even a why did these aliens? It was truly just
like
aliens.
Just Evan Peters just like wave hi to an alien and then this and then blackout. End of the scene.
Yep. And it's just like all these questions, and they're like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Aliens.
Because the scary part was being like, you're a homo, you're a crazy. You
too
fucking
scary.
Gay, crazy homo. Yeah. Go to the asylum.
We're going to strap you to a bed and make you look at dicks.
Yeah.
And you don't even like them. We were watching Asylum, Mano, I got really sick.
Is that when that happened?
We were watching Asylum. I had this fever for a while, and I got very sick. Mano saved me. And I woke up in a hospital, and I was like, it's Asylum, dude. It was it all worked out too much, like where I was like, what a nightmare. What a nightmare just waking up strapped to a bed with a bunch of people around you being like, don't move. We don't know what's going on or whatever. And then it happened and I was like, oh no.
Asylum is real.
Asylum is happening.
Ryan Murphy knows everything.
I love that you remember that because to me, like, obviously, like, I don't remember those two events colliding, but of course,
I totally
you woke
do.
Up in a hospital bed.
I also befriended a woman who said she was Anne Frank when I was in the hospital.
Wow.
That happens the time. Oh my God.
That happens all the time.
Can I say, I one time went, when I think I was getting some like surgery, like some small thing, like I was getting like a, whatever, I was getting like a skin tag removed, sexy. And,
nasty, Mono. That's so gross. My body has nothing wrong with it.
I had someone tell me they were a member of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Hey! Wow. And you don't believe them one bit?
I sure do. I don't think I did. I don't think so.
So that's probably like a thing. I did intensive outpatient therapy, and there was a girl there who said she did a voice on Adventure Time, and she was like, I'm the voice of Princess Bubblegum. And I was like, I just don't believe you.
Because you got to prove it then.
Yeah.
Voice of something, is like, just prove
it. So prove it. So where's the voice? Yeah.
Do the voice if you're going to be saying this shit.
And there was, she couldn't do it. She never did. We were never in group therapy and she like dropped it. She never did. She never, come on. So I just don't believe.
What a funny thing to to say.
It's like, you know, like, as soon as we get our lunch break and I get my phone back, I'm looking on IMDb and I'm gonna see
it. Yeah. Like, it's, you cannot hide from it. It's a lie you cannot hide from.
I mean, Betsy, you do a lot of voice work. Have you ever tried to like lie and be like, actually, you can hear me in The Simpsons? Like,
No. But you know, there are moments where sometimes, like, if somebody's like, are you from something or whatever? Because like, I kind of want to be like, no, I'm not. You're thinking of somebody else. But I feel my voice is always the giveaway where they're like,
it's very distinct.
Yes, okay, I knew. So it's like there. It's I also look like exactly so many of the characters. It's pretty impossible.
Betsy's very humble. I just want to say Betsy's incredibly humble about the work she does. Like, Betsy, you do so many voices sometimes. Like, I feel like one time someone was like, are you this? And then you were like, you said no, sheerly forgetting. Like, just being like, no,
like,
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't even remember.
And then you were like, oh, shit, I absolutely am that anthropomorphic monkey. I forgot I played.
I went in for a day. You know, I went in for 30 minutes and... Yeah,
and I guess with animation too, sometimes you can record something and it comes out
two years later. Yeah, like I worked on like they're turning Sausage Party into a TV show, and I think we did everything like a year and a half ago, and it's not going to be out until like 2025. And it's that's how it goes in animation.
Yeah,
they also sometimes will call a show a completely different name, you know, than what it because Mono, that happened with your husband.
Yes.
He was like, hey, I'm in a meet. I'm on a show. I'm on Frog and Toad on Apple TV. And Mono's husband works for Apple. And he's like, I'm in a meeting. And they like mentioned you and the show Frog and Toad. And I was like, I don't know what you're fucking talking about, man. And then I IMDb'd Frog and Toad. And then I was like, oh, Squirrel. I play Squirrel. And it was on, like, every recording was under a completely different
name.
A different name of the show.
Well,
I had no clue.
The Frog and Toad fans, they are vicious. They're looking for leaks all the time. So I'm not surprised. They had to hide things.
I used to work at Sony, who has Spider-Man stuff, and I remember all of the fun, or I don't actually, but I remember there being so many funny secret names for Spider-Man.
Yes. Yes.
That it was like, so nobody can get leaks or whatever. And I was like, okay.
Ashley, I don't know if this is the time, but have you seen the Chucky TV show? Because we have to talk about
Mono,
the Chucky
this is the time.
This is the time. I was literally going to be like, they sent me your watch list. Let's talk about Chucky.
Oh my God. Crazy.
I had no hopes for this show. When I heard it was being made, when I heard it was announced, I was like, Chucky TV show? We'll see. I am obsessed with it. I love it. I cannot wait for the new season.
Yeah.
I'm almost done with season two. It's so much fun.
It's so fun.
It knows what it is at all times. There are some episodes, oh my God, in season 2, episode 4, no spoilers, but please be prepared for the craziest episode of television.
Really wild.
Unbelievably off the rails, but in a weird way, like, they never pretend it's on the rails, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, that's the best part of the tone, is that they never try to approach this like, we're making a serious show about Chucky. It is truly just like, we understand this is camp. We're going to just be batshit with it. And it makes the best television. And I don't know why everyone isn't talking about it. I think because it's like hard to find.
It's sci-fi.
Who has sci-fi?
So it's on Peacock.
But it's also on Peacock. And then you can I watch it on Hulu through sci-fi or something because I have Hulu like cable, like live TV.
Yeah.
But it is on Peacock, but I feel like they don't do the episodes as they air.
Right. It was on late. It's like been very late on Peacock now.
Yeah. Right.
Which Peacock, get it together.
Come on, together. Peacock.
Make
Peacock,
it clear.
I feel like Peacock really had a lead when it came to like funny shows and horror stuff. And then they just didn't really do a lot of great promotion. And they've really lost that lead. Like, they had Poker Face. They were coming out the gate strong.
Poker Face was awesome.
So good. Killing it. Oh, yeah. That was so really good. And then all of a sudden it was just... Everyone's like, "Oh right, Peacock." I forget.
It's It'll too be many. To there's too many things happening right
there's
now.
So
there's so many streamers where it's like, "Wait, which one is this one?"
So we've all seen season one.
Yes.
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 Okay, season one's so fun and crazy. I'm in the middle of season two, and I just in season one, I just want to say the way in which they skirt around like the reality of people dying was like really. Almost impressive.
It's incredible. That in itself is like,
right?
An
that like
art
no
form.
Adults are affected really. Like, just it's a world where no adults are really emotionally affected.
Right, and adults are dying.
Are
left
just
and
dying,
right.
And it's like that's fine. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I guess she just really jumped out of a window hard.
Yep.
And splattered on her own car. Like. Oh. What?
Yes. The name of that app is like Cape Queer.
Yeah.
Which I was like, the names, everything about the show is just on point, perfectly done.
Even just the little intro that is different every single time where it's like different objects that then spell out Chucky. Like, it is such a rad show.
It's so good.
We got Jennifer Tilly going nuts.
Literally was going to say, we got Jennifer Tilly back. Tiffany the doll is also back, obviously.
Yes.
Of course. And the effort to which they've gone to, because you know, I mean, we know how crazy the movie canon is. The effort to which they've said, none of these movies were a mistake, and we will, in fact, include Jennifer Tilly as Jennifer Tilly in the canon, in the fabric of this franchise. Yes.
It's incredible how they were like, every single movie counts in this show.
In this show. Like, which is so smart because when they tried to make like the Scream TV show, they didn't want to include the
movies. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah?
I really enjoyed that show.
I liked the...
I didn't watch it as much as Betsy.
I did like, I think half of the first season and
That's
liked it.
That's absolutely fair enough. For some reason, I was like, this show is a blast. I really enjoyed it.
I think it was fun. But I just was like, why are they making it so disconnected from the movies? And I think it was...
Yes.
It was MTV, right? Like,
yes, it was MTV, a whole different mask, all of that, where it's like, what?
Where it was like, did you why make something new? Did you just want the Scream name? What is a horror character from a movie you think deserves a TV show like Chucky?
Leprechaun.
I literally was going to say Leprechaun.
Dude, what if it was like Leprechaun and meets Poker Face essentially of like Leprechaun is like cruising around the United States.
Doing murders.
And lands in these little situations that he then is like, I'm gonna kill you all.
Wait, I love this pitch.
I love this.
Wait, let's keep it.
And then there's a B-story of the Lucky Charms he leaves behind.
Ooh.
So there's like someone
trying to solve and is like finding these charms. And be like, I think Leprechaun is, and people don't believe him. People don't, you know.
Yeah, so like, you fucking crazy bastard. That's cereal, you idiot.
Y'all, I have chills. I think we need to make this show.
I do.
We have, hey, everybody listening, it's ours. Don't you fucking try to touch it.
Don't do
it. Or we'll sue you.
We will
WGA
sue you.
WGA registered, copyrighted already.
I'm on the site right now putting it in.
Good.
We're getting the,
good.
Yeah. The strike is over. Let's get our heads down and start writing
this. I mean,
this.
Here we go.
Because Peacock's going to want this.
I would say Guillermo del Toro is one of my favorite. I almost wonder if there's a creature from his world that could have its own TV show.
Yeah.
Dude, The Orphanage, I mean, that movie's so perfect. I would never want, but I am going to say it. That could be a really great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that could
creepy
be a good one.
Show.
That could be cool. What if they were like, and I'm just going to pitch, it's just like The Descendants of the Orphans or something. Like, it's like we're all adults and we think
I'll
we're fine, but
back.
It turns out we're all descendants of these orphans.
I would be obsessed with
good.
That. That's really good.
Servant, I have to say Servant is a terrible TV show. No one should watch it.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch
that, I don't even
that,
know what
Ashley?
That is. No.
Apple TV.
Oh, right. It's Shyamalan. Okay, yeah. I get very behind on the Apple TV shows. Like, I've just started the new season of The Morning Show, and it makes no sense to me, but I'm watching it. You know.
Yeah,
they sent Reese Witherspoon
watching it, too.
We were just talking a lot about that. Because you're it's watching
like,
it, right?
It feels like an alternate reality where it's like, watch Earth's best actors perform the craziest script
the
you've
craziest
ever seen.
Truly, we're sending Reese Witherspoon to space for some reason.
Yeah. And I'm kind of obsessed.
Maybe I should just start this season.
You should. There's no reason to watch the previous seasons. Like, I don't even remember what happened in the previous seasons. I just jumped in and was like, okay, cool. John Hamm is here now. Let's do this. I don't know.
Yes. Okay.
100%. Don't watch Servant.
So
bummer.
So
I only watched the
M. Night,
first season.
I didn't even know M. Night had a Apple TV show.
Yep.
Yeah.
He does.
What is it about? Like a scary servant who twists like isn't a servant? Like,
great premise.
So kind of? Or like, go ahead, Mano.
Great premise that also I think like it's this is also... I think it's like kind of been kind of confirmed that he kind of stole the idea from a successful short film.
Yes. That came out when the first season came out. I remember you looking it up when we were.
Yes. All you get to know in the pilot is this couple who lives in Washington, D.C. or something. They have a little doll baby that they treat very much like a real baby. And some key players, you know, they're having a hard time getting a nanny until one girl comes in who seems to completely get why they're doing this. And she agrees to take care of this doll as if it's a real baby and other spooky things happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really spooky.
Yeah.
But then there's
should
some
we
good
blow
ideas.
It? Yeah. Or no? Should we blow
know.
The whole? Should we spoil it?
I mean, why would you pay money for a nanny for a doll?
I know.
Huh? Right. Like, well, how much income do you have? Like nanny? And of course, isn't I take that job? Oh, I just watch a doll all day? Like, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Cool.
I kind of want the spoiler because I'm never going to watch it.
Okay.
I'm down to give it. It's been out
Let's
for
do it.
A while.
It's been out for a while. Spoil it, Betsy.
We learned that the mom cooked her baby in the car.
And then she like had a dissociative episode where she was like, she just left her baby in a car and cooked it. And so now she just like can't even confront the reality that it's
the
gone.
Baby's gone. So the doll.
Yeah.
Then this the nanny is from like a cult or something. I never watched season 2.
And then
or
they
three.
Overcomplicate it. And there's like a secret cult. And again, it's like Asylum. It ends with 18 questions. And you're like, fuck you. I'm not watching
there's
season
no answer,
2.
Yeah, and it's just aliens.
Yeah, where it was just like, what? Yeah. It was.
Well, I did watch a really good documentary recently about parents who cooked their babies in a car.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's a whole documentary about this because like it apparently has happened so many times.
Isn't there a grandma who's done it twice?
Yes.
I'm not even kidding.
Yes. Yes. There was a grandma who did it twice.
Wait, what's this documentary called? I gotta watch.
Is it called Is it called
Mono?
Over Easy? Okay,
Mono.
I'm sorry.
Mono. Keep going, Mono. Keep going.
Scrambled.
Let me look it up.
Scrambled or Over Easy.
I think it's called like Death of a Child.
Oh, man.
There's one that's like Death of a Child. And then there's one that's called like Stop All the Clocks. That one is on Prime Video and is about like a mom. The other one is about like this couple that adopted a kid from Russia left him in the car. And then Russia was like, you guys do not take care of adoptees from this country. We're not letting Americans adopt anymore from here because of this couple. And they were like, yeah. No, don't like ruin it for everybody just because of us.
Wow.
And actually, there are three documentaries on this. Actually, there's another one called Fatal Distraction. And that one is about the father. And they talk about that grandma had it happen twice.
Did you watch The Mysterious Case of Natalia Grace?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We had a whole episode. We had the woman who was like the legal expert on the documentary come on the podcast.
She rules. She's on a bunch of like true crime shows. Yes. And she's just like, here, let me tell you what's going on. Yeah. And it's like, I believe you. Everybody.
And she came on and was just like, and when I got to the bottom of her birth certificate and when I found this, do you know they did The Curious Case of Natalia Grace? And then remember when they put out previews that were like, before the end of the summer, Natalia Speaks, part two.
Right.
Where is it?
Because that was like, I feel with a couple of episodes left, I was like, I want to hear from Natalia.
Like,
of course.
And it ends with like the shocking like accusation of the adopted father like abusing her and stuff.
That father was a piece of shit.
Oh my
gosh. So scary.
So scary.
I also started The Changeling, which is on Apple TV Plus.
And that's with Lakeith Stanfield.
Stanfield. I'm not gonna lie and say like it's immediately good, but I'm on episode two and I'm still curious because it's stunningly shot and the actors are good.
Based off of the book?
That's what I was wondering. It's based off
that
of
that book rule.
Yeah.
Kinda. I love that book.
Yeah, it's loose. It's like a loose retelling and a re-inspiration. I will say also because horror is so goddamn white, it's cool to see any piece of horror that has black actors and people of color in it.
Right.
That's a win. So I'm going to keep going.
I love Lakeith. I was thinking about it for him. I just am always late on the Apple TV stuff because their shows don't seem like real shows.
Apple TV.
I do a lot of, we're getting it for a month. Let's blast through Severance see what else is on and then be done for a little bit.
And be done for a bit. Like, I'm just like, let's watch Hijack.
I got a new pair of headphones and I have a month free.
Love that, yeah.
Was Hijack fun?
It was really fun. It was one of those things where I was like, oh, that could have been a movie and it would have been great. I don't know why we had to make this like an 8-episode TV show, but it was fun. I mean, you just get to see Idris Elba be like, I'm such a good negotiator. I can stop a hijacking.
Great.
But like,
so it starts and ends. It like ends as a limited series.
Yes. I mean, there's been talk of like a second season, but I genuinely don't know what they would do because it all pretty much like comes to a neat conclusion and could have been an hour and a half movie, but it's okay. And I watched it all in a night and was like, okay, this is, it's exciting. But I've been keeping Apple TV recently for Physical.
Watch that.
It's in its third season, and I think I may be the only person who watches it with Rose Byrne.
Rules.
She's unbelievable.
Everything
she's in, so good.
She's so good.
But the person really stealing the show is Rory Scovel. He plays the husband.
Really?
Cool.
And I know him from stand-up and stuff, and I'm like, you're so funny. And then I watch this, and I'm like, this boy's an actor. This boy is
awesome.
Pulling the emotional weight of it. And I guess this is the final season. It's ending. And I just kind of watch every episode and I'm like, who made this? Like, how did this get made? Like, it's really good and weird.
Okay. And you want to talk about even harder than Apple TV? There's a show called From that's on like MGM Plus.
You sound crazy. I don't believe you.
I don't think that's a real thing.
You're full of it, man.
I think you can also watch it on the Epix app, though.
I'm sure it's somewhere else because
how are you watching it, Maya?
I haven't watched it, but I want to watch it because I've heard it has like positive reviews and people say it's good. But again, how are we going to watch it if it's on MGM Plus?
If it's on, what is that? You're lying to me.
I don't know. I know.
But that's
I feel
the show with Harold Perrineau in it, I think, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Huh.
And I have heard good things, and I know it got renewed, and everyone was just like, renewed where? What is this?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
This is every day I deal with this difficulty of just, the most recently, it was the 90-day UK tell-all.
The tell-all.
Yeah, if you watch 90 Day UK, you know that it is only available in the Discovery Plus or the Max app. They don't show it on TLC, so you can't watch it on Hulu. But then the tell-all, for some reason, was only available on Amazon Prime Video with Max, but you couldn't watch it in Max. And so I made like a stupid trial just to watch it. And
that's,
I mean,
insane.
Absolutely worth it. We got a wonderful tell-all.
Good.
Wonderful tell-all for this season.
Max
90 Day
through UK. Amazon Prime?
Yes. It's a totally separate thing. It's like, oh, if you just want to watch Max in your Amazon app, you have to like sign up this way.
What
the studios fuck? Don't know what they're
this
doing.
This has to end. And they're scaring me because they just, you see, like, they just unified to make like a unified lobbying front.
Yes.
That is scary.
Yes.
No, that's.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is, that is
did
not
did they
good.
Learn a lesson? Of course they did not.
No. They're just like, what? We just need to be stronger as streaming platforms who have no idea what they're doing and our bubble is bursting and we don't want to share our numbers because if we did, they'd be very bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Whoa, but I kind of enjoy this moment.
Yes. But I do want to see the numbers because sometimes I really want to be like, I knew I was the only person who watched that. I just sort of, yeah. I knew it was like me and my mom. We were the only people watching Glamorous on Netflix, which great show, by the way. Really good show. Really fun.
With Kim Cattrall, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It is basically her and just like that. It's like, I imagine it as like, this is Samantha. And then I watch from that perspective and it's a great show.
Whoa, that's also fun.
Speaking of, I mean, if they're going to make a spinoff, why don't they just make a Samantha spinoff?
A Samantha spinoff. Like, she doesn't need to be with the other girls. If she hates the other girls, like, she'd be fine. But like,
wouldn't that
we want Samantha.
Period.
I bet they give like Che Diaz a spinoff next.
No!
I'm driving my car off a bridge.
Sorry,
if that happens, I'm out of here.
I am a Che Diaz defender.
Really? Tell me more.
What?
There is something Che brings
to the
show.
For their stand-up? Their stand-up
yes,
so funny?
Because their stand-up
you mean comedy
so,
concert.
Their comedy concerts.
I'm sorry, their comedy
are
concert.
So good. And when I saw them at the Comedy Store, I knew this was a star. There's just something unhinged that Che brings to the show that to fully understand it, you just need to understand the character Che. And then it's like, oh, this is the tone of the show. Like, it makes no sense. It wants to be like radical and new and coming with all these new politics. But at the same time, no one has any idea how to actually do that.
Right.
My main thing with And Just Like That is, and Sex and the City. Sex and the City was a show about dreamers.
Yeah.
And Just Like That is a show about people who got their dream and hate it.
And hate it.
Oh.
And that's why I'll never get it.
Yeah.
Right.
That is a really good way to put it because you just watch and you're like, all of a sudden Carrie's like, was Big a mistake? Like, did I just waste the last 20 years of my life?
Where did that come from?
And everyone's just like, oh, this is fucking stupid. I hate this fucking mansion. Yeah. This is like, no one came to our 30-person dinner that cost $2,000 a head.
Because my husband
boy.
Sent the invitations late, and I'm just like, I'm pretty sure if you just send some texts out, some people will come over for like a 30-course meal.
Absolutely.
They will come over.
You all hang out all the time anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
What's going on? Oh, it's
scary.
Fantastic.
But I want 10 seasons and I will never stop watching it.
Yes, because it is so just like, this is nuts. I love
it. It's very fun to watch. TV, I say.
TV, I say. From each of you, I do want to hear another show on your watch list. Because I have one I want to share. So what else are you watching? It doesn't have to be horror.
This is a horror. I started it. I'm like, I think a little over halfway through it. It's on Netflix and it's called Marianne.
Ooh.
And it's French.
Ooh.
And it is scary, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel like Netflix does a lot of horror stuff that I like don't really notice. And then someone will be like, no, you got to watch this like one scary
right.
one.
It's like apparently one season and it came out, you know, 2019 or something. But a couple of people are like, I think you should watch. And I started and it's awesome. It's spooky.
French people are good at being scary.
French people, and it's set in this French town that is so scary. Yeah, like all their houses are old, like they all look like the Haunted Mansion ride. It's cool.
Oh,
okay. That's fucking cool.
I'm in
and
on
like
this one.
Legit scares. Like,
okay.
Yeah, see, if you're looking for something.
The synopsis is, lured back to her hometown, a famous horror writer discovers that the evil spirit who plagues her dreams is now wreaking havoc in the real world.
Yes. Yes. Ooh. And it's like, there's some really gory moments, but not to the point where you're like, or for me, because I don't do very well with like real life gore feeling, but this where you're like, what? Like more intrigued than grossed out. I highly recommend it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I love a Netflix horror. They had one that like, oh my, I can't remember it, but it was something where there was this surgery where you could like transplant someone else's eyes into someone else and they could like take over their body. And it's like there's this guy who's like obsessed with this other guy and like keeps trying to take over the body of his girlfriends and lovers. It is so good. That one was really
that
scary.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Behind her eyes?
Yes, behind her eyes. That's what it was.
Ooh, okay. Yes. Ooh, and it's British.
Yeah, it's a good one. And
ooh.
Definitely
nasty.
Had me afraid.
Ooh, nasty. I'm gonna watch that for sure.
Yeah, that one is worth it.
I haven't watched it yet, but I want to watch like The Fall of the House of Usher. I don't think it's out
yet.
I am
so stoked for that.
Yeah.
Because it's already getting good reviews.
Yes.
And I'm a little unclear. I guess I don't want to know, but I'm also curious to see because like I think it's like connected in the universe of
like
those...
Midnight Mass and House on Haunted Hill or whatever.
Yes. I think so.
Blah man or blah.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's just like has a lot of similar actors or if
I think
it is
he's
like
using
connected.
The exact he's using all the same actors, but I could see them being like, let's meld it. I'm pumped for that.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun.
Okay, I'm reading now and I mean I just assumed it was like just based off of the Edgar Allan Poe story. It was like
I totally did too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I guess they're making a movie version of that. And then reading it, it's like siblings Roderick and Madeline Usher have built a pharmaceutical company. Like,
I bet
that's
some
not
nods.
An Edgar Allan Poe. Like, okay.
I bet there's some nods to Poe if I
had
a
ton.
Bet
yeah.
on
it's
it.
Like secrets come to light when the heirs to the Usher dynasty start dying. So, okay. It seems like they're doing something.
Because House on
original,
Haunted
like
Hill was very much like the book. Or, like, close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty close to the book and stuff. Right?
Yeah.
That's when they did. Yeah.
And I mean, my English teachers made me read The Fall of the House Usher so many times. So I guess that's not going to come
so
in handy
many
here.
Times.
So many times. I had to probably write like 3 essays on that goddamn story.
Isn't that weird? Mine was really? Hamlet. Hamlet was one that just constantly kept popping up in my life.
Yeah.
Through school, and it's just like I don't.
I'm over it.
Care,
I'm like,
man.
Yeah. I just yeah, like care. I don't know why I'm supposed to think Edgar Allan Poe is so cool. Like, okay,
yeah. Let me read something fun.
Yeah,
right.
Mine was Wuthering Heights, the one that Ooh. Appeared too much.
I like, had to read that one.
Get it?
Yeah,
get it.
Had to read that. Yeah.
Did you have to read Watership Down about like the rabbit story?
No.
I hated it. Yeah, I hated it because it's like about like. A rabbit society, you know, and probably mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember too much. I remember hating it so much. And it was one that I had to read for like honors English over the summer.
Oh.
Where I was like, the summer is like my time to read fun shit. And now I have to read about these like fucking rabbits that are killing each other. And like, oh, it sucks.
I'll be real. I never did my summer reading. I never did
you know,
it.
Yeah.
I would just be like, that's not a fair thing to make me do.
God, that's cool.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
Yeah, I just
like,
wouldn't
no,
do
let
it.
Me read other fun books.
But then I was always the kid in class with my hand up like, I think the author was doing this. And my friends would just be like, you bitch, you didn't read it.
Absolutely. I did the same thing. I still have a key memory of like doing that with a book report in fourth grade where it was like, just describe all seven of the characters. And I like a fucking New York Times horoscope. I was like, they're really selfish, but also really giving. Yeah. And they're like really sweet, but they have a mean side. Yeah. Like I just and played then, the yeah, odds on every character. And my teacher would
be like, where in the text did you see that? And I was just like, I don't think it was in the subtext, really. Like, yeah.
I definitely went through a big phase, and this was through college, too, where I was like, what if the author wasn't trying to do symbolism, and they just wanted to write about a big whale and a dude going after it? Like, I went through such a big, like, I don't give a shit about symbolism. Can we just read it for what it is be done with this shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was over it. Aren't you so happy we don't have to be in school?
Yes.
All the time. All the time. Except yes. when
I think about it
like,
a lot.
You know, you should be reading like old stuff to inspire you. Right? And I'm like, no.
Read
I want to
get inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watch and just like that. And that inspires me to live my life and do everything. Okay.
I do get mad being like, I wish someone was like, you can just spend more time doing the thing you really want to do. And I was like, what? So I've just spent 18 years doing all this other bullshit. And then when I get to college, I can't even do it in college.
Yeah.
When I get to college, I still have to do some stupid general ed bullshit. And then if I find time with my remaining 1.75 years, then I can start to learn about what I want to do. Cool. Awesome.
Great. Yeah.
Sucks. Right.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Just jeez.
Jeez, man.
I'm so ticked.
Me too.
So
me
ticked.
Too.
I'm so ticked. I'm God, PO'd, I'm so man. Ticked. PO'd. Remember PO'd? Let's bring it back.
Sure,
oh, I'm so PO'd right now.
I'm so PO'd.
Cook a baby. I'm so mad.
I'll leave babies in cars all over town. On my watch list, and this is for you, Betsy. This one's for you. I
for me.
Was obsessed with the show Duncanville.
I was
so obsessed with it that when they announced it was being canceled, I saved the last three episodes because I was like, I don't want this to end. I'm going to save the last three episodes until I have like a nice night to myself and that'll be my little treat.
This weekend, I
like truly am like ordering my pizza. I'm getting my milkshake my treats I enjoy. And I'm finally watching the last three episodes of Duncanville.
Oh, yay. That's so nice. I loved that show.
It was so good. I absolutely loved it in the like animation lineup with like Bob's Burgers and everything and the Great North.
Right.
And I truly thought it would last for a long time. But
thank you.
It got three seasons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I was like, okay, that's pretty incredible. But
right. I was blown away. I was like, whoa. It was like the first show that I've been on that's ever happened. I was like, cool, man.
Yeah. And that's, I think, why I was so shocked it ended. I was like, no, I have these episodes. Like, what do you mean it's not coming back? I just assume.
Yeah.
Oh, that means so much. Thank you so much. I loved
so good
that show. I was so stoked to be a part of it. It felt like I just even remember reading the pilot before going out for the role of Bex, just being like, wait, I really like this. Like, immediately feeling that like warmth of like The Simpsons or a Bob's Burgers or something. Like, immediately being like, oh, I'm already into this family. I love this world.
One of my favorite mom dad pairings where they're just like horny for each other and just very funny and truly parents.
So funny.
Yeah. And now I'm like,
love each other for what they do. Like, where they're just like, yep, that's kooky, but I love them for it. Like, it's so delightful.
Delightful. I am like a one woman campaign to make it a cult status hit. Cause I am always telling people, like, if you like animation, you should have checked out Duncanville. I think it's on Hulu.
Yes.
You can watch it on Hulu.
Still on Hulu. Yeah, yeah.
And now they replaced it with Housebroken, which I am the only person watching. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to watch that.
It's funny.
Mano's on it.
I do a couple voices on it. So, yeah, watch that.
I love Housebroken. I had someone else on and I was talking about it and they were like, do you really like watch that show and like it. And I was like, yeah, it's really funny.
It's fucking Lisa Kudrow, baby.
The voice acting on it is so great. And people are like, aren't they just like playing animals? And I'm like, yeah, it's Maria Bamford playing a sad, horny turtle. Yes. Like, what else do you want?
Yes.
That's what cartoons are all about.
Like, Mantzoukas playing a dirty damn dog. What more do you want?
Yeah.
Or is he a cat?
He plays the cat. Yes, he plays the gray one.
He's a cat. He's a filthy cat.
Yeah, like a filthy cat.
Shout out to the writers on Duncanville, because we have fun UCB friend writers on Duncanville who are not only amazing writers, but also like fighting for better wages and for animation writers truly across the Writers Guild.
Yeah.
So I know there's many of them, but shout out to our friends Nick Mandernach and Anthony Gio, who are literally campaigning so that animation writers don't have to just rely on some of the smaller wages that animation guilds and animation writers have to rely on when they're doing just as much work, if not more.
If not more. Right. And I say that as a member of the animation guild. You know, it is a dumb distinction that we aren't in WGA when we're writing whole episodes and entire seasons, and it's just as much work. Again, if not more, because I do think animated writing thinks a little bit more than live action. You have to think in like 4D and like, what's a funny thing we can put in the background here? What's a funny noise that someone can make? Mm-hmm. And that's not the case, but hey, you know, maybe I'm biased. I am.
No. maybe I'm biased. I am.
I am.
It's really wild. It's gotta change.
Yes. And that's what we're working on doing. We've come to the end here. So, you know, every week we've been doing this message where we're like, go help everybody on strike. And we did it. We did it, WGA.
We did it.
We got a deal and it's absolutely amazing. But guess what? SAG, our buddies over at SAG-AFTRA, they're still on strike. They are still on the picket lines. You can, if you want to support the actors, you can join them in LA or New York on the picket line. Their hours are different from the WGA hours. They, I believe, go from like 10 to 12. So double check if you want to join us on the picket line. You know, actors, they can't be out too long. I get it.
The sun will not get them rolls.
The wrinkles, they have to be very careful.
Wrinkles!
I know.
Once you get wrinkles, you're done for.
You're done for in this town. So the actor strikes, the picket lines are different hours, but you can still join them. You can drop off food or water. And if you want, you can still donate money to the Entertainment Community Fund, which helps non-actor Hollywood crew members who suffer hardships due to the strike. This money also goes to writers who were impacted by the strike and still are not employed. So there are a lot of writers, obviously, aren't getting back to work immediately and are still going to need support. So donate, and you can do that at entertainmentcommunity.org, and make sure to direct your gift to the film and television category when asked. Betsy, thank you so much for joining me. Any plugs? Where can people follow you? Any final thoughts?
Well, yeah, listen to our podcast, Too Spooky to Handle.
Star-studded cast.
Oh my God.
Studded. Some of the scariest movies you will ever listen to.
Yes, and whether you're laughing or you're terrified, you will shit your pants. So go listen to Too Spooky to Handle. It's part of Earwolf Presents. Anywhere you get your podcast, it's free,
and it's free.
Very free.
It's free.
It's very free. Promise me you'll go subscribe.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe it?
I know. No thanks, Universal Studios. I'll get my spookies for free at Earwolf Presents.
Yeah, bring them down. Bring Universal Studios Horror Nights down.
And follow me at Mono Agapian on social stuff.
And I'm at Betsy Sodaro.
Yes.
And go watch all the amazing things they're in. Start with Duncanville and Housebroken.
Yes.
Watch both those shows because I love them.
Watch them. Why not?
Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for joining
you.
TV.
Thank
you. Thanks for having us.
And I could talk about TV all day long.
My
God. Literally
I kind of do.
I certainly do.
Kind of do.
I watch too much television. And also, listeners, you know, this is where I'm going to give you your homework for next week. What you need to be caught up on, what you need to be watching. I'm going to need you to watch The Golden Bachelor, the new Survivor.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I got into it.
Oh, yeah. And new Survivor. Does that start this week?
This week?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we're in September.
We're in the future. But yes, it starts, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that, The Golden Bachelor, Below Deck Mediterranean, and a little
love
drama
it.
Has come out about our girl Captain Sandy and someone she possibly fired. So, we're back
I
on that one.
Wait.
I need you watching.
Are you watching Down Under?
Yes.
I'm like a couple episodes behind.
That was the best season of Below Deck Down Under we've ever had. I need a tell-all. I don't know who makes those decisions.
Yeah.
But gee, I need to tell all. And then we also have, yes, within the 90 Day universe, you guys, before the 90 days has just come to an end, 90 Day the Other Way is still running. And then most importantly, we have the 10th season of main 90 Day, the original, coming for its 10th season. And this week, I was invited to the 90 Day Fiancé 10th anniversary party. I got to go last night. I got to meet Big Ed. I got to meet Jasmine and Gino. I got to meet Yara and Jovi.
Wow.
It's a whole thing that I am just going to have to dedicate time to talking about, but catch up on 90 Day Fiancé because I have so much to share.
Wow.
Also, go watch Drag Race UK.
Yes, also Drag Race UK. Oh. One of the Drag Race judges was at the 90 Day thing last night and everyone was like, why is he here? And then he was just like, no, I'm just like a really big 90 Day Fiancé fan.
Yes.
That rules. Might as well.
Yeah, like, yeah, if you got that sway, like I would be using it to meet people from 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, you got to.
You gotta.
Gotta.
So, Mono, Betsy, thank you so much for joining TV Club, and we'll be back next week with another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode. TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Abby Aguilar, produced by Anita Flores, executive produced by Amelia Chapelo, and our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TV I Say. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon.